702. Bruce is on Twitter at Bruce Business.
This is The Money Show. It is good to be in your company on this Tuesday evening. Who remembers how Capitec started? Well, Capitec dared to imagine a banking sector in which poorer customers could have a decent, dignified banking experience in a market where more than, at the time at least, 10 million people were unbanked and nobody else wanted them as clients. And the banking sector tried it, created those dreadful Mzansi bank accounts. I don't even know if they still exist anymore. But if you are in banking, you surely know that your customers don't want to be identified as poor. And so the Mzansi bank account is the appeal of a dentist visit. I love my dentist, by the way. She's magnificent and very talented and gifted. Has fingers like a butterfly. But it is a bit like that sense of dread. You don't want to have that sort of that thing hanging around your neck. And two decades later, it is the biggest retail bank. That's Capitec, not my dentist, in the country. So it's interesting today to see a new firm pitching for insurance business in underserved markets, such as informal homes. Ntando Kubeka is the founder of Sugar Insure. Ntando, what's the motivation behind Sugar?
Thanks, Bruce. Look, the motivation is quite simple. I think from our point of view, everybody deserves cover. Everybody deserves access to financial products and financial products that not only protect their lives, but also seek to protect the legacies which are built on around their homes and assets that people are collecting on a daily basis. And what we see and what we've seen over the number of years that we've been around is that there is no specific focus to offering these products from the traditional insurance sector. So we came in and we designed a product and a business around providing products that are fit for purpose for the underserved market, and that's basically the motivation.
Now, large insurers, like large banks at one time, treated poorer people as unbankable. Large insurers treat poorer people as uninsurable. How do you break that mold of insurable versus uninsurable?
Look, Bruce, the situation is most of the customers, or most of the insurers, just like in the banks, traditionally, they viewed the underserved market or the middle to lower end of the market as unbankable. And the insurers are viewing the same market as, call it, uninsurable. But the point of the matter is that it is the application of the rules which they are applying, which are traditional rules, in how they view and the lens that through which they view this market. The lens that we view this market is quite different. We see this market as a market with a potential. We see this market as a market that, and in reality, if you think about it, Bruce, it's not just a South African problem. It's an African problem. It's a Latin American problem, and it goes right to India, Indonesia, and so forth. So it's a big market, right, of people who are underserved, who have properties that are considered to be informal and uninsurable. And we see them in those created ways to insure these products and still come in at a price that is affordable to the market. So that is why we're here.
It's so interesting, isn't it? I mean, how does the underwriting work? Who is doing the underwriting? Who's taking on the risk?
Right. So funny enough, Bruce, the underwriting is with Genric Insurance Company. And we have reinsured our products internationally with RNZ out of Germany. So our risk is pretty much covered, and we go into this market with absolute comfort that we can provide not just products that are fit for purpose, but a customer service and an experience that is par excellence as well.
And I'm assuming, again, I mean, one of the big cost elements in selling insurance, particularly quite complex insurance products like property insurance, household insurance, contents insurance, buildings insurance, takes a bit of advice. There is no room in this model, I would think, for human advice, is there?
Look, customer acquisition is a very big cost in insurance. And what we've done to bring down the cost of a customer acquisition is we've applied a lot of technology into our onboarding process, onto our claims process, and just how we maintain customers. So most of the functions that we would be expected, a traditional insurer would expect to be performed by a human, would be performed by our technology. And this debunks the myth that obviously the lower end of the market does not have access to cell phones and smart cell phones and technology. I mean, the reality is we've seen with Capitec, like you said, I mean, everyone is using the Capitec app and everybody has got the technology to actually access the services on the internet. So that is what we've done. We've built technology that allows customers to just access us, come through to us, do what they need to do. And of course, if the customer cannot get help or can't access that service on a self-help platform, they can always call our call center and we just support them from there.
Because we saw the recent floods in KZN, of course, the July violence last year. And there, the biggest victims were poorer households and poorer communities. Those are the guys who suffered most, and those are the guys who had probably no cover. There may have been a stock fell for emergencies, perhaps, or something like that, but not a traditional insurance offering.
Sure. So I mean, July last year is a very good example. The businesses that really suffered during the time was businesses that had no cover in most instances because they're small businesses. And if we move to today, 2 weeks ago, we had a major storm in KZN, and the people who suffered the most are the people without insurance and no access to insurance products, and that's the poor. Now they sit today in the halls and in the churches and so forth, waiting for government and for NGOs to come through. And there is no timeline to such. So we are creating this so that in the future, customers are able to just pick up the phone, call, place a claim, get paid, and move on with your life. So, and that's the essence of who we are. So we've got both business insurance for small businesses, as well as property insurance for homes in the townships, in the villages, and in the informal settlements. We cover shacks as well, with a product that is first in the country, really, and it's a prepaid product that covers the customer for 12 months on one payment.
How do you deal with the issue of a lack of a proper address? So many of the informal settlements simply expand and grow. There's no formal road network. There's no street number. There's no street name. How are you getting around that?
So Bruce, in today's world, the address is almost a non-factor because today we have location tags and we can do slick things. So what we do when we onboard the customer, we ask them to send us, for example, a picture of their property. So they will take a picture of their property. And on the picture, there's a lot of metadata that we are able to gather from the picture. And this is things like date and time stamps. This is things like the distance from which the picture was taken, the direction of the from which the picture was taken, and so forth. All the data that you would have traditionally have to ask the customer for is contained on a few elements that you ask for at an onboarding stage. So there is absolutely no need for an address on our platform, just like there's no need for the home to have all their plans approved and so forth. We take on properties regardless of how they were built and where they were built.
It's fascinating, Ntando. Thank you very much. And Ntando Kubeka, the founder and chief executive of Sugar Insure, coming to market with a first-of-kind product to insure people who otherwise cannot get any form of insurance. And if it's going to work, it's going to have to be massively competitive, of course, and people are going to have to trust that the amount of money that they are putting into these insurance policies will be worthwhile in the event of them needing a claim. It's an interesting one. We'll watch it closely.